Some people like to cook. Others, like me, respond to the question, what are you making for dinner, with reservations. This is Lisa Berry, and if you like to eat out, you are probably pretty excited about Ann Arbor's Restaurant Week happening January 14th through the 19th. And joining us now at 89.1 WEMU to talk more about that is Maura Thompson, Executive Director of Main Street Area Association. It's that time of year again, Maura.
It certainly is. It's here upon us again, Restaurant Week.
And tell us what that's all about.
So basically, Restaurant Week is one week of one-price dining. And what that means is we have 57 restaurants this time around who have agreed to two particular price points. So it's a $15 price point for lunch and a $28 price point for dinner, with about half of our restaurants doing two-for-one specials. So two diners for $15 for lunch and two diners for $28 for dinner.
What is the point of Restaurant Week? Is it to get a deal or to go to new restaurants?
Again, you know, we originally started Restaurant Week. I would say our goal was to help restaurants during a time when it was historically a slow time. But that has evolved, and of course that's still part of why we do this, but really it's to expose more people to the rich and diverse restaurant scene we have in Ann Arbor, to hopefully get people maybe to try some new places, and also to perhaps check out some places that might be a little bit beyond your budget, but you know during Restaurant Week that you can go to some of the finer dining establishments for a fixed $28 cost.
So there are 57 restaurants in Ann Arbor participating. That sounds like it covers a lot of different kinds of foods.
You know, I would say we probably have any ethnicity you could imagine we have covered. So I think about this all the time when I'm doing different interviews and realizing that we have, you know, Ethiopian, Jamaican, Italian, French, Mexican. I mean, you name it, we have it. So I really feel like with Restaurant Week, there is something to please every palate.
Ann Arbor is already considered a pretty big foodie town. Does Restaurant Week help enhance that reputation?
I think it does. You know, Restaurant Weeks have become super popular throughout the country. I mean, you can pretty much look on the map, and any region you look at, you know you're going to find some Restaurant Weeks. And, you know, the origination was back in 1992 in New York City. It was during the Democratic National Convention, and they kind of used Restaurant Week as a goodwill gesture to reporters who were coming to a city that notoriously had high dining prices. So I feel like Restaurant Week is something that's very well known throughout this country, and I think that it certainly helps the Ann Arbor area, putting us on the map as far as our dining scene.
How many years have Ann Arbor restaurants been participating?
So we started, this organization started Ann Arbor Restaurant Week back in June of 2009. And we do it twice a year, so I can't do my math this quick, but maybe we've done 19 or 20 Restaurant Weeks. So it's been around since 2009.
And what kind of feedback do you get from the restaurant owners?
You know, I mean, it's been a positive feedback, and really I think the proof is in the fact that pretty much every restaurant that has participated has stuck with the event. So I think that speaks a lot. You know, for wait staff, it's a difficult week. People are working really hard during Restaurant Week, a lot more volume than they usually have. So it's a tough one for wait staff, which is why I'm always hoping people remember that and, you know, tip generously this week.
We'll put the link with all the different restaurants on our website, WEMU.org. And Maura Thompson, Executive Director of Main Street Area Association, thanks so much for sharing all the information about Restaurant Week in Ann Arbor.
Thanks, Lisa.